Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Of course, Danan Hughes from the Chiefs Radio Network. He'll be part of the broadcast Monday night at Arrowhead as the Chiefs welcome in the Washington Commanders. And our conversations with Danan are brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue, and brought to you by Flight. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. I do have to start, Elise, just if you have any reaction to what is the news of the day in sports world and just period around these FBI investigations and arrests involving gambling with Terry Rozier and Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups.
Yeah, it's a sad day, man. I mean, it seems like anytime you got those three letters involved in anything, it's not good. And it's usually means that there's been a case or has been surveillance or moles or informants, or like you're talking about not just an investigation like local police, you're talking about the FBI being involved. So like chances are they have things on those players and those coaches that those guys don't even realize that they, you know, that were pertinent to their investigations. And it's unfortunate because, you know, by all accounts of what I've heard about Chauncey Billups and what you've seen from him and his career, not just as a coach but as a player, that he seemed like a good dude. And hopefully he just wasn't caught up in something. But at the same time, you kind of feel like, I feel a little indifferent about it because I feel like, you know, we hear all the stories of athletes and entertainers hosting their own poker parties, mm-hmm. and, you know, they're gambling on planes and in hotels. But like, you just wonder, like, what level did it go to above that? Was it, you know, when did it go from like the poker game on the plane as they were taking off to the level that the FBI got involved? And so it's going to be interesting to see how all that unfolds.
No question. Hey, Dana, in this last game, a lot of talk about the offense, and it's been the national story how good the offense looks. What was more impressive to you in that game, the offense or that defense for the Chiefs?
So, Bink, you know it pains me to talk nicely about defense.
It does.
You guys know that.
Yes.
Like, my stomach is already turning just a bit. But I have to say, in the NFL, anytime you put up a goose egg, you have to get props. Like I don't care what the score of the game was, if it was 50-0, the fact that we were able to hold them to 0 points, the hated rival, the Raiders, And then when you look at the stats that back it up, it wasn't like it was a host of turnovers. It wasn't like, you know, it was like you're talking about 30 plays. Like the Chiefs will run more plays in practice today. Like they have drills that have that one, like more than 30 plays in just one segment of their practices. So the fact that they were able to accomplish that against an NFL team, there should be an immense highlight on that alone for them to be able to accomplish that.
But Dana, when you look at this game, you think about it, I know the Raiders didn't look good in that game. They looked terrible. Chiefs made them look bad. Have you ever seen anything like that in pro sports where, I mean, I get it, man. It's the top of the top that makes pro sports. You know, those guys are paid too, and they're paid a lot of money for the Raiders, but only the top of the top gets to the NFL. And to make an NFL team look like that with NFL caliber players that are just coming off a win the previous week, have you seen anything remotely near that?
Nothing. And it couldn't have happened to a better team, by the way.
They didn't win for those plays.
That's what made it fun. The toughest part of this week has been that midnight rule. You guys have heard me talk about the midnight rule. Normally that pertains to losses where Marty Schottenheimer used to tell us, midnight, put it aside, look to the next week. Whether you win or lose, good or bad, had a good game or bad game, the midnight rule comes into play. But when you blow out the Raiders, I feel like that should be extended. There should be like an asterisk that you can enjoy. You can savor that kind of beatdown when you beat the Raiders to that extent. So for me, it's been difficult turning the page. I got players only tonight. I'll be in studio. I'll be basking in it just a little bit longer. So hopefully the listeners and the callers will enjoy that portion of the show as well. But at some point, I got to look to these Commanders. But like, if there's such thing as Christmas in October, to be able to blow out the Raiders in that fashion, like that's probably as good a gift as I would ever want.
We're talking to Danan Hughes here on 96.5 The Fan. Rashee Rice, of course, made his return last week, and right away we saw that this offense is going to run through him, much like they tried to have that happen a year ago.
How cool was it that like there wasn't any kind of taking baby steps or spoon feeding into the offense? It's like, and I've referenced this, think about what Andy Reid and Matt Nagy must have been thinking after the Super Bowl and in preparation for this upcoming season, to be able to, during the offseason, during the dog days of pre-draft, maybe even post-draft, that we got these weapons, and now we can draw up something because we're going to expect to have Rashee Rice back. This was before they knew about the suspension. And as I've referenced Andy Reid, the mad scientist of offense, imagine him being in the his office in the late nights, drumming up offensive plays, concepts, schemes to utilize those weapons, and now having that opportunity to do so. And then, oh, by the way, just to kind of thumb his nose at the Raiders, maybe to some extent to the league, we're going to feed him soon as he steps on the field. I said during the pregame show that I thought it was going to be the second play or the second pass was going to go to Rashee Rice, and I think it was. I think the first pass was to Travis Kelce, and the second pass was to Rashee Rice. I knew that it was going to be a quick play, like a bubble screen or a flip pass, just to get him involved in the game quickly and get him acclimated or reacclimated to the speed. But I felt like that was like there was a method to the madness. There was a reason behind him feeding him, targeting him so much. It was like he didn't just want to let the NFL know that Rashee Rice is back. He wanted like to hammer it into everybody's minds that you better be careful about what we're going to put forth on offense the rest of this season.
Well, Dana, you're the perfect guy to ask for this because you are a former NFL receiver. But that connection receivers have with their quarterback, it seems like every quarterback's got their guy, or in some cases two guys, like Marino with Duper and Clayton. It just seems to me this connection between Rice and Mahomes that's pretty special. And I know after 3 years, you can give a guy a contract extension. I clearly think the Chiefs should extend Rashee Rice after this year, to be honest with you. But that's hard to find, that just that connection between that wide receiver, like Kelsey's had with Mahomes. But I don't know how you look at it, but it just seems to me that Rice is like that perfect guy. He seems like Mahomes' guy, to be honest.
Yeah, I think so, and I think justifiably so. He has done everything he can on the field to garner that trust. And, like, you can't take that lightly. When a quarterback realizes that everything is his fault and he gets all the praise and he'll get all the blame. And there's some unfair aspects of being a quarterback. If a ball goes off my hands like it did for Travis Kelce against the Eagles, that's an interception to Patrick Mahomes. If Hail Marys, that's an interception. You know, the breakdowns of pass protection and a sack or a strip sack, that's on the quarterback. But then again, on the flip side, when you have a guy that you've built a relationship with and you built that trust and you're willing to say, you know what, inject him into the offense right now. It's week 7 and I'm going to showcase to everybody that he's my guy. And like as a former wide receiver, I always wanted the quarterback to know that the worst thing that's going to happen is that it's going to be incomplete. If you throw me the ball, I'm not going to allow the DB to intercept it. Like, that's the best I can give you. I can't tell you if I can climb the ladder. I don't know if I'm going to be able to create separation. I wasn't a speedster, so it wasn't going to be like I was going to run free down the sideline. But I can tell you that the worst thing that can happen is that it's either fourth down or third down when you throw me the ball. And to have the relationship that we're seeing or we've seen materialize with Patrick and Rashee, and then also the other guys that are coming along. I mean, Patrick did a great job of keeping everybody happy on the field. Now, yeah, it was a blowout win. We'll see when a tightly contested game comes along and if guys are looking around like, where's my touches? Where's my opportunities? But even Tyquan Thornton had his opportunity in that game. Noah Gray had his opportunity in this game. 9 different guys caught passes, and I put that on the shoulders of Patrick, recognizing that he needed to involve everybody, especially Rashee early.
Turning the page a little bit, Danen, over to the Commanders. We know no Jaden Daniels. It'll be Marcus Mariota as the quarterback. But it does seem like Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel are trending in the right direction to be back. What do you make of the Commanders who, you know, I think are dealing with super high expectations after last year? And so far, it's a complete 180 from how things were going a year ago.
I don't think it's any different than when the Lions came in, when other teams that we don't face very often come in, and based on the status that we've set, the bar that we've set as an organization with the successes that we've had in these years, every team comes in believing that they can turn their season around or they can add an exclamation point to whatever season they're having by beating the Chiefs. The Commanders are reeling in some respect, and they're going to come in here. And it's almost like the Raiders, where I said prior to the game that the Raiders, if they wind up winning the game, it would be almost like the equivalent of 3 wins for them in their psyche, in their approach, in their bravado, and maybe their preparation and mindset going into future games. I don't think it's going to be 3 wins for the Commanders, but I can tell you it's going to feel like more than 1 if they come in and win. So I feel like they're recognizing that this is a prime opportunity for them to kind of change the course of their season, not just from a win-loss perspective, but just from a psyche perspective, because you want to have something to latch onto as a player that you're doing things right, that you're doing things and you're moving in a winning fashion. And because of the injuries, that hasn't happened for them as consistently as they expected. This is 1 week where I think that they're probably thinking we can turn everything around with beating the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium.
Have you noticed any difference with this team as far as kind of the attitude and having fun? It seems like they're really getting back to that, kind of what drove this team the last couple of years. Early on in the season, maybe not so much because you didn't have anybody coming back. But with the Raiders game, you know, they ran 2 trick plays, Mahomes trying to draw them off sides. And the play I like best, Danen, was one that didn't count because I think Caliendo was off sides. It was the single wing. Mahomes and Gardner Minshew in three-point stances back there, and it was a pump pass to get in the end zone. It did work, and you know you're going to see this again. They're going to spin around. Just seems like they use this for the Raiders. They got the Raiders coming up. They use these plays, and they'll have the Raiders last game of the season. They can practice stuff for postseason, but it just seems to me just a whole different level of fun this team's having.
Well, that's what Andy Reid has been. That's been the MO for him since he's came over. He talks about letting the players showcase not just their abilities, but their personalities, and letting them have involvement and to participate in game plans and structures. I bet you that Patrick, it wasn't just like Andy said, hey, we're going to run this play on fourth and one, and you just do it this way. I'm sure he allowed Patrick to have the ability to broaden how he was going to present himself at the line of scrimmage and say what he said that everybody's heard, all the expletives and so on and so forth, trying to add a little spice to it. That's what I love about Andy Reid as a coach. That's why when you hear players talk about running through a brick wall for a coach, that's an aspect of it, because he allows us to be us. He allows us to have fun. And implementing that into the game is huge. So, yeah, I think this team is having fun right now. It's always fun when you're winning, Bink. So, you know, you got to take that with a grain of salt. It can flip quickly if you start losing games, especially with the hole that we put ourselves in. But that's the identity of this team. Like, if you look back, even back to Tyreek's days, back to the first Super Bowl after the 2019 season, the Legion of Zoom, the dances, all of those different things, there was an aspect of that being our identity, that we weren't this tightly wound team, that we were a team that was having fun, that were entertaining a lot of fans, and I'm glad we're back to that.
Danan Hughes, former Chiefs wide receiver. Of course, you'll hear him on the Chiefs radio network this Monday night as the Chiefs welcome in the Commanders. Appreciate it, man. And players only, 6 o'clock, right?
You know it. Players only tonight.
There we go.
Have some fun.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.